Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. We've got a friend with us for a little bit here, so you can call in if you want to put the phone on hold and wait a while, but you can also wait. The number for you is 866-444-3478. Here is Ross Pelton, Dr. Ross Pelton. Hey, Ross, how you doing?
Hey, Howard, I'm doing fine. Nice to be with you and your listeners.
Well, it's good to have you back talking about health. It was kind of funny. I was looking at some of the information they sent me about avoiding eating the bad foods, sugar, especially at Halloween and all that. I was at probably the worst place to eat bad stuff on earth yesterday, the Great State Fair, Texas. I was out there for the second time. And you just can't avoid, you know, having a corny dog and some of the spicy French fries that the Thai food people make and all that kind of thing. But I do take the Reg Active on a regular basis to counteract some of my bad ideas.
Good idea. Good idea. Boost your glutathione levels. One of the best things you can do for long-term health.
I really got into it, and we had a situation not too long ago. I guess you know about it as well as I do. The one that I was taking on a regular basis, the liver product, had sold so well they had run out of it. I guess it's back in stock now, though, huh?
It is. You bet. We have the detox and liver health back along with immune and vitality and cardio wellness.
What do you do on a regular? I know that, and I do too for the most part, eat as much organic as possible and try to eat grass-fed and try to eat fruits and vegetables and try to, you know, do well for the most part. And I take the Dr. O'Hara's once a day, and I've started taking a couple of the Reg Active a day. What do you personally do?
I do two Dr. O'Hara's every morning and two of the Reg Active Detox and Liver Health every night at bedtime.
I thought you had told me that before. I may try that too. Yeah. Why do you think that's a better way to go?
Well, the liver does most of its detoxification at night when you're sleeping.
Okay.
So I think there might be just a little edge, but there's really no protocol. Just get those in on a daily basis. You could take them both together if you wanted to.
I do that sometime as well. The other thing that my wife, Judy, who's a huge fan of the Dr. O'Hara's product, she lost a bunch of weight on it. It was the main thing that happened to her, and several of her girlfriends have seen the same results. But the original box, which they have a new design now, which works better for the retail stores, doesn't have the recommendation on it anymore about not taking it at the meal, that you want to do it 30 minutes before a meal or an hour later or something. I've talked to the EFI people, and they say that it's probably still a good idea. Do you agree with that, to not do it at the meal?
No, actually, Howard, I lobbied for a long time to get them to change it.
Oh, okay.
Because
you're the one
that got it. It doesn't make any difference. That capsule is a patented capsule design for Dr. O'Hara's. It stays hard in the harsh environment in the stomach, so it passes through that harsh acid, and then it releases the contents in the small intestine. So it doesn't make any difference if you're on an empty stomach or a full stomach.
Okay.
It's passed through.
Well, that leads to another question about it. I chew it up. Any problem with that?
I chew one at bedtime a couple of nights a week, and that will support your oral microbiome. But you really don't want to chew it on a regular basis, Howard, because then the bacteria will get killed in your stomach. But the postbiotic metabolites will still pass through, and you'll still get benefit from them. And that's the big thing we talk about with Dr. O'Hara, is it's primarily not a probiotic. It's primarily a fermented food product that contains over 400 postbiotic metabolites.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm bringing this stuff up. I've been doing everything wrong, still been healthy, so I guess it still works.
We'll fine-tune you here.
Oh, that's good. Well, what else you been up to? What do we need to let people know about that'll be helpful for their health in general?
Well, you're probably familiar with fulvic acids.
Oh, sure.
I've gotten fascinated by them, and we find out that there's 6 to 8% fulvic acids in Dr. O'Hara's. So.
Oh.
That's really telling us that the fulvic acids that are produced by the bacteria during fermentation are really helping to absorb your minerals when you're taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics.
Well, that's another good point about it. Let's go through one more time. Probably a lot of people are going to be asking me, okay, what was that regime that you recommended? You take two Dr. O'Hara's and don't chew them up in
Correct.
The morning.
Two Dr. O'Hara's, swallow them orally and every morning, and then two of the RegActive Detox and Liver Health every night at bedtime. And the RegActive does not need to be refrigerated and is right. also not dependent on food. It can be empty stomach or full stomach. So both of those products, Dr. O'Hara's and the RegActive, are very user-friendly. No refrigeration and no restrictions regarding food.
I agree. I think they're good. Now, something that I have run into is that when I – well, Judy, I think when Judy gets up, she takes it first thing in the morning, I think, right out of bed. When you say you take it in the morning, do you do it first thing like that, or do you do it during breakfast, or what do you do?
Yeah, I take mine before I have breakfast, and I'm really not much of a breakfast eater. I don't eat from about 6 or 7 at night until about noon or 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I do this intermittent fasting, and really a good thing to keep your blood sugar regulated.
Well, I was going to ask you about that, so I'm glad you brought it up. That fasting, that intermittent fasting, has become very popular. Some people are critical of it because they've been recommending how important eating breakfast is, you know, for so long. It's hard for them to change their tune. But you think it's important.
Right. That's been a long time recommendation, but they now really realize that your metabolism will benefit if you do this intermittent fasting. Go for about 12 to 16 hours without eating, and then eat your food between maybe about a six-hour window. Have one meal at noon and another one at supper time, and then do this fasting again. And it really helps regulate your metabolism, your blood sugar, your blood insulin, and those are things that are anti-aging life extension if you can control those things better.
Well, that's so different than, you know, we've been taught forever, you know, how important breakfast is. Now, I will tell you this. When I skip breakfast, and I usually eat eggs and some kind of meat and all on a daily basis. When I skip it and just do, sometimes I'll do a wheatgrass along with the pills and all that we're talking about and all that. But I'll get incredibly hungry before lunch rolls around. That's probably just because of the change of regime and getting used to it rather than being anything serious.
I think you're right, yes. And as you adjust to this, if you do this intermittent fasting for maybe 5 to 7 days or so, you kind of get into routine. Your body adjusts to it, and you don't feel like you're depriving yourself.
Well, when you say fast, you don't do any, you don't take any juice, you don't have any food of any kind?
No, I'll drink coffee
and
really
water.
Healthy, organic coffee, you
mm-hmm.
bet.
Which I do, too. I'd have a hard time missing that. I'm really addicted to it now. What about the other RegActives? You didn't mention them, the one that's for vitality and the one for heart.
Yeah, we've got cardio wellness, and then there's immune and vitality, and cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer. So if anybody has cardiovascular issues or a family history of cardiovascular disease, I recommend the cardio wellness. And for the immune and vitality, I recommend that for elderly people, people in nursing homes or assisted living. And sometimes somebody complains about catching a cold 4 or 5 times every winter season, or they get the flu. They've got a weak immune system. So I'll recommend the immune and vitality for them.
Don't they all three have very similar ingredients?
They do. The foundation of all three is this fabulous, very unique strain of probiotic bacteria, Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, that synthesizes glutathione. Every daily dose of the RegActive products contains 6 billion viable bacteria. That's kind of like ingesting 6 billion little glutathione manufacturing plants every day, 24/7. Producing glutathione. It's really remarkable.
It's really cool. I think there's a misconception about it. In fact, I had it, that there's glutathione in the product, but there's not.
No, there's not. It's the bacteria that are able to synthesize it. So that's what's really a remarkable breakthrough. And this is really a revolution in healthcare and medicine to be able to boost your glutathione levels on a daily basis.
Well, I ran into a couple of other people that are in the health business that I was talking to them about glutathione, and they were recommending taking shots for it because it wasn't bioavailable or whatever, but they were trying to actually convince people to take glutathione. Ross, can you stay with me through the break, and when we get back, tell people how to get more information about what all you're into there?
You bet, Howard.
Okay, hang on. I'll be back with you in just a bit. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number, 866-444-3478.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, white flies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're visiting this morning with Dr. Ross Pelton. And Ross, give us some information about your website and books and stuff, how people can get more information about what all you're into. Well, did I get him back? Let's see here. Now, I got him. Ross, you there?
Yeah, I am.
If I get the right button, it helps a lot.
Okay. Yeah, my website for your listeners is www.naturalpharmacist.net.
All righty. And any books or anything right now?
I've just written a new book on Dr. O'Hara and Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. And,
oh, cool.
It's being edited right now, and I hope maybe next spring at Expo West in Anaheim it'll be available.
All right, that's great. Well, keep up the good work, and I'm going to give the intermittent fasting a shot. I've done it, but I haven't been very consistent, so I'll give it a shot for a little bit longer period of time, so we'll see how that works out.
Good. Next time we talk, I'll look forward to hearing your update.
Okay. Thanks, Ross.
All right.
See you soon.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Dr. Ross Pelton, he's really into all the things we talk about. We didn't get into it too much, but he's equally as opposed to Roundup, glyphosate and Roundup, and Roundup in general as I am. And a lot of these things that we were talking about are wonderful at counteracting the incredible damage that comes from those products hurting the gut health is what they do. I think I mentioned it on the air last time, but in case I didn't, maybe I hadn't talked to you since I ran into it when I was at the Mother Earth news things. A couple things I wanted to tell you about there. One was one of the other speakers in Topeka told me that there is a apparently pretty strong thought right now that the judge in the Monsanto case against Roundup, where the golf course superintendent that developed cancer won $290 million judgment, is going to throw the case out. And I haven't heard more about that. I certainly hope that's not the case, but just to give you a little heads up on that, that has helped a lot, getting people to read about Roundup and look into it more than ever before. When you start talking about cancer and people dying, that's, you know, gets people's attention, obviously. There's a lot more to it than that. I mean, hurting your health just in general is affecting a lot of people. The Roundup the glyphosate and Roundup have been directly related now to all kinds of degenerative diseases. I think the one that's the most disturbing in some ways is autism in children. It has risen dramatically since the increased use in Roundup from all of the agricultural uses of it. Been marketed brilliantly. It's been marketed better than any product in history, I guess, that it's safe, that it goes away when it hits the soil. It's inactive when it hits the soil. I'm sure you've heard the organophobes say that time after time after time. The truth is that's a lie, and it doesn't go away, and it ends up in the gut of wildlife, livestock, pets, and humans, and it's a big problem. Want more information on it? Good. We've got it for you. It's on dirtdoctor.com. It's also in more detail on our nonprofit website, the Texas Organic Research Center.com. There's research, white papers, and all kinds of stuff right there for you. And I'm sure that on Ross's website that you can find that as well. Naturalpharmacist.com. Is that what he said it was? I believe that's right. All righty, let's do a little more catching up, and you can jump on here anytime at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. We'll get back to talking plants and things like that rather than the human health. I did look up, I did spend time to check on the Paul Robeson tomato. It's a Russian heirloom. It looks beautiful, and the explanation of it is just what you heard. It wonderful flavor and all that. Whether it'll do well in the gardens of wherever you are, and whether it does well in my garden here in Dallas, Texas, we'll find out, because I'll get some. And it is available at the Baker Creek Nursery, Baker Creek seed catalog that I mentioned. Just go to Baker Creek seed, I guess, and it'll pop right up. If you do a search for Paul Robeson tomato, it comes right up too. In fact, Baker Creek is the first one that comes up on a search. It's Robeson, I believe that's right. Let's see, what else did I not get finished talking about for you? There was one other related thing. Oh, the trees. We never got back to the tree health on this rain situation, wet soil. A lot of people have, I guess the most common question that I've gotten is, what about the water that's standing in the depression that I created when we exposed the flare very dramatically? And the answer to that is, I was concerned about it too when I first saw it several years ago. And then finally it dawned on me that when you have a depression around the tree, and it can vary. I mean, you've heard me talk about the Waco bur oak, that 10 feet of soil was removed from the tree. The national champion pecan had 4.5-5 feet of soil taken from one side, and others have been deep. And water stands there after a rain in the holes in those depressions for quite a while. Well, birds just flew in at me, so I'm going to take a break. When I come back, we'll talk about that and what you need to do about it, whether you need to be concerned or not, and other related topics. Howard Garrett, back with you right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we'll get back to the phones here in a bit, but I need to finish this tree thing real quickly. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The truth about the tree depression, if you've exposed the flare in the rain, after rain, it holds water. That doesn't hurt a thing in the world. Think about this. The fact that before you took the soil off, the flare stayed moist all the time, because it had soil on it. So once it's exposed, it's going to hold water, clay, for a lot longer than if it's sandy or sandy loam. It's going to hold water for a while until it dissipates, until it evaporates or you know, seeps away, drains away through the soil. If you think it's staying there too long, and there are some cases where it possibly could, real heavy clays or whatnot, you can, and this is what I was going to I told you early in the show I was going to do a Dallas Morning News column about it in a newsletter. There's information and drawings in my current book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way. I'm going to use some of those drawings in the updates that I'm going to talk about. But the book covers it all for you very well. It's the big book, Texas Gardening the Natural Way. It has all this stuff. You can drill holes. We've done this on commercial properties where large areas were Frito-Lay was a good example. Frito-Lay's national headquarters, when I designed the landscaping there, the parking lots were raised up to a height so that you walked into the building on the second floor. Well, what they used to build those parking lots was the silt out of the big lake there. And I knew it was going to be a problem. And so we had the contractors do perk tests, which means that when you dig the tree hole, you put water in the hole and see how long it takes it to percolate out. And in this case, it didn't at all. It stayed there until it just evaporated. So we did a couple things. We put in the horizontal lines, a ditch going from the hole out to a lower point. And we also dug piers going down and breaking through the soil that's a problem and into a different soil type. In this case, we went all the way down into caliche, into the rock, and then fill the holes with gravel. So you set up a vertical drainage system. Works pretty well. The horizontal drainage system, you dig a ditch out to a lower point, fill the entire ditch full of gravel all the way to the surface. So it functions as an inlet, you know, all the way. You don't have to even put a pipe in it. If you do, it'll drain out faster, but it's an expense that you may not have to do. So all of that stuff is related to exposing the flare. If it's just a drainage area that doesn't drain very well, you can fix the surface drainage or put the horizontal drain in or the vertical piers, either one. The vertical piers in an area where there are existing trees and it's staying too wet can actually be used to help the tree more than just draining the water away. You can fill the vertical piers that you drill straight down with lava gravel and set up basically antennas, this paramagnetic field throughout the root system of the tree. And you can also put nutrients, garret juice and things like that, down in the piers and actually stimulate a whole bunch more growth. Anyway, a little bit more on that, but let me get back to it in a minute. Let's catch up with first John calling from Dallas, Texas. Hello, John.
Hi, Howard. My celebrity tomatoes made it through the summer, and there's a lot of vine now. Will they go ahead and set fruit now that it's getting cool again?
Well, they should have already done that, John, but this crazy weather that we've had of cloudiness and everything has restricted that. The answer to your question is yes. The celebrity is one of those that, you know, continues to grow, and if they get too big and starts flopping over, you can prune them and, you know, take them right into the fall. And with the sunlight, sunshine coming out now, and if we continue to have some pretty nice weather, you should get some production. At the very least, you ought to get the tomatoes loaded with green tomatoes, you know, even if we get an early frost. And if that happens, you can just pick them before that early frost, and they'll redden up pretty well inside the house.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Good luck. It's a good thing to think about. One of the tests that we did a few years ago, by the way, telephone number is 866-444-3478. We did newsletters and I think Dallas Morning News column and a bunch of things some years ago about what's the best way to get tomatoes to ripen if you've got green tomatoes on the plant and here comes some frost, you know, cold weather's coming, which will foul them up. I mean, you know, a good frost will mess up those green tomatoes on your plants. And so I had a question in my own mind, and we threw it out on the air, and we got different people to try it, and we did it at our office and at home as well. We put some of the green tomatoes that we picked just out on the table, you know, just left exposed. We put some and left some in some containers as well. Others we covered with paper and put a lid on it and put them in the dark, like a lot of people recommend. And let's see, what else did we do? It seems like we did one other test. We did set them up in several different situations. We brought some of them in the house. We left some of them outside in the garage and in the barn, you know, different kinds of conditions. And the bottom line on it, I think we made an entry on the in the library on dirtdoctor.com about it. I'm pretty sure we did. The bottom line on this little research project that we did was that it didn't make a hill of beans. No matter what we did, they all ripened inside the house after being picked. and some of them ripened. You know, a lot of people will tell you that if you take a knife and slice through the tomato and it cuts the seed, they're not mature enough to ripen. But if you cut through the tomato and the knife pushes the seed to the side, you know, the seed and the tomato has matured enough to where it will ripen and come on. We didn't even see that. We saw that all of them turned red to a certain degree. Plus the fact, worst case scenario, you just cook fried green tomatoes, which are pretty good. You make a relish, do a bunch of things. So just because frost is coming, if your plants are still loaded with tomatoes, you can end up with some really useful fruit from them. And if you've got one of the indeterminate, like we were just talking about, that continues to grow, tomatoes continue to grow at the top of the cage and fall all over the place. One is you can leave them falling all over the place. That's fine. They tend to take that condition pretty well. I used to know a professional grower that grew them in almost a dry land situation. He watered a little bit, but not a lot. And he let them just ramble on the ground and had really good production. One of the thoughts there is doing that and kind of roughing them up from time to time with a bamboo stick or with an old tennis racket or something like that actually helps production. And I think it does. I've seen very strong evidence of it doing that, and having them ramble around on the ground works pretty good too, except for the fact that if you have turtles around or something, some animals around, it just makes it a lot easier for them to get to the tomatoes and get them before you can get them. Let's see, what was the other thing that I did? Oh, and this question has come up the last couple of times I've spoken at events. This question comes up, and I wanted to address it. It dawned on me I hadn't really addressed it on the air in quite a while, and that is, why organics? A lot of people are still recommending chemicals, still recommending things I don't recommend, the synthetic fertilizers and the toxic chemical pesticides like 7 and Roundup and Orthene and 2,4-D and Diazinon and Durzaban. There's been some conversation lately about the administration, I guess, or somebody, EPA or somebody, bringing chlorpyrifos back on the market, and I sure hope that's not the case. That's Durzaban, and it needs to stay gone. I think you can probably still buy it and use it in agricultural situations, but from a homeowner standpoint, it really should be gone from all those things. The control, the reason that I recommend organics is not the number one thing is not from an environmental standpoint that I'm trying to save the environment, save the planet, save people. That's important. It's very important, but it's not the main reason I recommend organics. And I don't recommend organics because it's a touchy-feely right thing to do. The reason I recommend the natural organic program, the main reason, all these things are reasons, but the main reason I do is that it works better. It works better in every way, from just a having fun standpoint. You don't have to fertilize and treat pests as often because you don't have pests as often when you have unstressed plants. By the way, stressed plants, that reminds me of something. It's better. You don't have to do things nearly as often. You don't have to subject yourself and worry about being around the chemicals, breathing things and all that. Of course, that's part of it. But the main thing is it just gives you better production. And without question, we've got all kinds of proof of this. One of them was with pecan experiments down in Hamilton, Texas. The taste of food is greatly enhanced by the organic program. That's not the main reason that I recommend it either. That's another great reason, but it just works better, more production if you do it right, if you use the kind of program and technique that we recommend and products that we recommend. And the other thing is you just don't have the problems that come up with the synthetic approach. So you have cleaner food that tastes better and more production, and you save money long term. You save money. Well, how do you do that? Well, you save money because you cut the irrigation in half. And on most properties, most projects, the irrigation budget is one of the biggest line items in the budget. And cutting the irrigation from 40 to 50% is without question what comes along with a truly well-done organic program. So the reason we do it, it works better in every way. When I come back, we'll talk to callers for one thing, but we'll also talk about some tree problems that are popping up that people were asking me about. Somebody asked me yesterday when I was buying some hardware about stuff dripping from the trees. I'll talk about that when I come back. 866-444-3478. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard back. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let's see where we are. Okay, let's talk about these beasts in the trees that are creating a sap. Somebody was asking me what yesterday when I was shopping if trees were putting out more sap this year than normal. And I said, well, you mean, well, the sap dripping on the car. I said, well, that's aphids probably, most likely. Aphids will drip. A real sticky substance, and it's pretty nasty on the car and on the driveway and everything, especially on the car. It's real sticky and all. It's the waste of these little small insects. Aphids are the little football-shaped insects that are stuck to the leaf. And their waste material is what this sap is. It's not a sap coming directly from the tree. There's a couple of the different management ways to go here. One is you can just forget about it and park somewhere else, and it'll go away when the leaves are kicked off by the frost. It'll no longer be a problem. And it's normally not on live oaks. I guess you can see it on live oaks, but it's generally on deciduous trees. And it's there because the trees are in stress. It's not just there because the aphids were coming through your neighborhood and decided to pick on your tree instead of somebody else's. They're there because your tree's in stress. And the tree can be in stress in this situation just because of the change in weather. They can be in stress because of all the rain and the soil is super saturated. That can cause a temporary stress that can bring the aphids in. If the tree's too deep in the ground, it's going to have a bigger, more severe problem with this, and it'll happen on a more regular basis, too. So if the flares aren't exposed, it's obviously always a good idea to expose that, and then you're going to have a limited amount of problem from aphids and mealybugs and other things that would fit into this category. So one is don't worry about it. Two would be to expose the flare, do the sick tree treatment, improve the health of the trees. It'll probably go away. It'll for sure help you with it for next time, next season. The third thing you can do, and you can do this along with the others if you want to, is to spray an organic killing insect control and kill them, kill the aphids, and that'll stop the sap from coming down, at least for a short period of time. If you don't eliminate the stress, if it continues to rain or if the tree is too deep in the ground or you're still using synthetic fertilizers or whatever's causing the stress, you don't change, the aphid problem will return even if you killed every one of them and be a sap problem again. What can you kill them with? You can kill them with lemon joy soap. You can put a tablespoon of lemon joy in a gallon of water, tablespoon to an ounce, tablespoon's probably plenty, in a gallon of water and spray them, and it does a beautiful job. There are people that have, you know, commercial greenhouse operations that are using lemon joy and having great results. Any soap will work to a degree. That's the first organic pest control I ever used, is soap and water. But the lemon joy with the citrus that's in it definitely seems to work better. So you can give that a shot. The commercial product, again, if you want to go the commercial route, the product called Pure Grow is an essential oil made from cinnamon and clove, I believe, are the two main active ingredients, and that will work for you as well. You have to spray, you know, you have to use a trombone sprayer or a power sprayer or hire somebody to do it for you, so you spray far enough up in the tree to hit the aphids to kill them. But you don't even need to use neem or spinosad or any of the stronger organic sprays. You can use orange oil if you want to, 2 ounces per gallon of water. But the Lemon Joy soap or the Pure Grow, you know, commercial products are probably the only thing that you really need to do. So that's a common problem that everybody can take care of. The next thing I want to tell you about, the real-time pain relief, they've got a special for you. It's $1. And I looked on our entry. We probably need to add some verbiage there about how it works. But if you look at the bottom of the page on dirtdoctor.com of any page that you pull up, and if you refresh the page at the top of the whatever page you're on, it'll bring up a new page, and then those three ads at the bottom of the page change. And it's a good, I should mention that to you anyway, it rotates with all of the advertisers for the most part that you hear on the show and that you hear me talk about, and it gives you a good way to click on those ads and go to their websites and get more information. And that's where the real-time pain relief will be for you to go and buy some of the product for $1, for $1, and give it a try. It's a very, very good pain relief product that I recommend you give a shot, and that's a great way to get some for a very low price. Let's see. A couple of people talking about the Robeson tomato. Apparently, folks have tried it, and it's a really absolutely delicious dark. It's a black tomato. It's not really black. I call it that. Dark heirloom, Russian heirloom tomato. So if anybody wants to bring us some more information about it, that's fine. Number's 866-444-3478. We'll get back to the phones when I get back from this. And give us a call. Talk about gardening and landscaping at that time.